You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Well, hello there, fanaticos. This is it. The show that will talk about almost any subject. And remember, if it's interesting to me, it's going to be interesting to you. I promise. It's the way it works. Well, I don't, if I promise, and then you're going to say, well, that wasn't very interesting to me, then whatever. Figure of speech, okay? How about that? It's a figure of speech. Okay, let's get off up into it here. I see on my notes that I have, this is what I have my notes on, is a, it's a little lint roller, and I got a little note card attached to it because it's sticky, and I put it right there, and that's how I know. Man, sorry, my shoulder is hurting. I woke up with a shoulder injury this morning. And you go, how do you wake up with a shoulder? Because when you get old, you can sleep a certain way and not even know what you're doing. And then you wake up in pain, and I'm probably going to need surgery because I slept wrong on my shoulder last night. I don't have, well, yeah, this is a shoulder I already had operated on. I had a shoulder surgery a bunch of years ago. That's when I started getting, how do they say it? Fluffy. Because I couldn't work out for so long because I had the shoulder injury, and then I had surgery, and then I re-injured it and had to go through the whole rehab process again. So that's where I became heavy set at that point in my life. Okay, but be that as it may, let's get off up into the entertaining. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm going to go ahead and explain, if you're watching on the video, why I'm doing today's podcast at home and Brother Riggins is not here. It's because Friday I have to get on the road early, heading to Evansville, Indiana, because my wife's aunt Neva passed. And so we're going... not for a funeral, because Aunt Neva didn't want a funeral. A celebration of life, which is going to be a get-together at one of her friend's house, a friend of hers' house. And we're going to, I guess, have a merry old time sharing stories and stuff about Aunt Geneva. I called her Geneva, but her name was Neva. So that's why I'm having to record this in the home studio today. Okay, now we go to the stories of the day. Let me look here at my list. I think today's whole show is just going to be a Graham scam. Is that what we call it? We go around the internets and the social medias with the stories that we talk about? Okay, good. I saw this headline in... And it felt like it was being a little dramatic. Turns out I was right. It says, the scary reason lights are dimmed on flights during takeoff and landing. So I get into the article, and basically the reason they dim the lights when you're taking a flight at night is so your eyes will adjust to the dark in case you need to exit the plane in an emergency. It won't be a shock to your eyes, and you'll be able to see more clearly. Yep. It was a long article, and that's basically the gist of it. So I thought, why is that interesting? Is because now you just know, hey, why do they dim the lights? If you have to take a flight at night, why do they turn the lights so low and all in the night? Why don't they leave the lights so we can all see? That's why. Or if somebody, better off, if somebody else says that, then you have the answer. Well, it's because they want our light eyes to get adjusted to the dim light, so in case we have to make an emergency landing, we'll be able to see better. So then you'll be the smart one. Okay. Now, we have another story about the airline industry, and this comes from a flight attendant on the Delta Airlines company's planes. And wait, hold on a second. No, she's American Airlines, but I don't know why they just had a picture of a Delta jet on the website here. So she works for American Airlines, American. And she's telling people how flight attendants react to the ways that the passengers act, okay? And so she says in a TikTok, quote, I feel like I say a lot about like the negative experiences that I have with flight passengers, but some of y'all are really cool. She said she appreciates when flyers greet her as they board, you know, when they're considerate about overhead bin space and they quickly give their beverage order. So, we'll break them down for you in what she says, how you should do these things to please the flight attendants. Okay. Quote, this is when talking about greeting flight attendants. Quote, you know what? So I don't have to say quote and end quote and all of that like a regular broadcaster would have to do to indicate that you're speaking as the person. When you hear my voice change, that's how you know that I'm directly quoting this person, okay? That'll work. We always say, like, good morning and welcome. A lot of people will just ignore us. I love when a passenger asks how we're doing or, like, stuff about our day. It feels like I'm actually connecting with people. I thought with this job that I would connect with people a lot more. So, do like people who are friendly and cordial to others would do and say, hi, how are you? Whenever they say, hi, welcome aboard. Then you say, oh, hi, thank you. How are you? Fine, thanks. Got it? Okay, children. Now this is about the overhead bin. This is how we should handle that. It really sucks for people that come on last. They have to check their bag because the overhead bin space isn't utilized properly. So I love when people are just considerate and help us out a little bit. So don't stuff your bag in the overhead bin where it's taking up more room than it should. Okay? This is about giving a drink order in a timely manner, right? Make sure you do it in a timely manner. And here's how she says do it. The people that are just like, I walk up and they're like, I'd like a ginger ale, please. They make our life so easy. Or just knowing what you want in general, like, I would like a cup of coffee with 3 creams and 3 sugars because when we have to do beverage service really fast, we're serving like 200 people and there's a lot going to be, and there's going to be at least 5 people that say, what do you have? And you have to explain everything. Now, this is a big one. This is about asking to be in the galley. Now, I think the galley is where they're, you know, back there where the drinks and stuff are, when they're in the little space where the flight attendants gather to discuss things with each other and to get things ready to take to passengers and whatnot. You'll be shocked at how many people will just walk in the galley and don't acknowledge us. They'll stand there without saying anything to us or start stretching on our emergency exits. I'm like, ma'am, please stop doing Pilates on our emergency exits. And then they get mad. But there'll be times where people are like, hey, my legs are hurting. Do you mind if I stretch back here for a couple of minutes? And I'm like, 100%. Thank you for asking. Or if someone's waiting for the bathroom, they're like, hey, do you mind if I stand here? I'm like, yeah, of course. Good manners, especially exhibited by kids, go a long way, especially the bratty ages. Like a 10-year-old is like super sweet. I'm like, good job, parents. There are so many bratty kids these days that are like, I want a Sprite. The parents are like, yeah, he'll take a Sprite and we'll take a Coke. And I'm like, okay, please, thank you, hello. When the kids are well-mannered, I'm literally like, I think I do want kids. Now, this is about passengers flirting with her. Lastly, I love when a married man is not too friendly with us. I have not been hit on many times working. The times that guys have tried to chat me up, they've always had a ring on their finger, which literally makes me so upset. Complimenting me or asking if I'm going to be laying over in the same place that they're going to be laying over, what I'm going to be doing on my layover, which that's not bad, but it's the vibes. I don't like it. So, this is another one of those signs of the times where people who work in the service industry are having to tell the customers how they should act to please them. Okay, we're the people in the service industry. You're the customers, but we have to tell you how you need to be and how to act so it serves us well. Not, you know, we need to make sure that we're providing the service. We go over the top to provide the service for you. And if you're grumpy, then we're still going to be happy and we're still going to act like we love our job. No. It's you have to satisfy us with the way you interact with us. You need to know the rules that are going to make the flight attendants happy to deal with you. If you're doing things that don't make us happy to deal with you, then you are out of line and we don't like it. You see this with, you know, baristas all the time. Like, here's how you should act at a Starbucks. Like, no. You need to do your job, because I got news for you. While I agree with all of these things that this woman says would be great, you know, being polite, being courteous, having your kids act with, you know, like they've got some sense and not be rude. Those are all things I agree with, every one of these. But I also know that when you serve the public in a business capacity, some people are going to be jerks. They just are. But they are still the paying customers. And as long as they're not being abusive to you, they're just being weird, then deal with it. That's part of it. It's part of life. Nobody promises that you're going to get a job where you're in the service industry dealing with the public, and you're never ever going to be made upset by weird, dumb people. I don't know when this idea got pounded into people's heads that, you know, you should be schooling the customers on how they need to properly act in your presence. Now, I'm sure that's going to make some people mad. I know you young people get so mad at me all the time, calling me fat and stuff, lashing out. But that's life, too. I am fat. I'm not going to like put out something and tell you that you don't need to act this way toward me because it bothers me. I know I'm in the business of putting myself out there. Same as a flight attendant. You're in the business of dealing with people in the public. Now, think about what is the percentage of people in U.S. America who aren't weird? You know, when I was young, my brother and I used to talk about this all the time, and we deduced that we were the only two people in the country who weren't weird. Everybody else is weird. But yeah, I get it. But here's what you do. Here's the way you handle it. You don't go to the public and tell them you need to start acting this way. You go to people who understand what you deal with, and you tell them at a bar when you're on your layover. Say, I had this dumb ass passenger, weirdo freak, taking up the whole overhead bin space, grown 55-year-old man traveling with Hello Kitty luggage, throwing it up in there, demanding, you know, I bring him a drink after I have to recite the menu for him again because he doesn't know what's on it. And then you have somebody else go, I know, I had one on my flight that was da-da-da. That's how you deal with it. The good old-fashioned way. You gossip and love it. That's how you do it. Okay. Let's see. Oh, there's a compliment that an influencer wants men to stop throwing at her and every other woman. One of those as well, you know, where men do this for a week and then somebody comes out with a video and says, no, don't do that, do this. You know, young men trying to get a lady, never know which way to go with it. The trends change every day. So we've got that, and then a couple of other cool things coming up. So that's next.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Back to TJ's podcast.
All right, welcome back to the greatest podcast in the world. please go fill out that little survey that we're talking about all the time. You're a, you know, I call you Fanatico because you're a fan of the show. And, you know, just tongue in cheek, have fun with it. That's another thing that the young people complain to me about. It's because I sound so arrogant and condescending and all. It's a joke. It's sarcasm. You know what? If you're a Gen Zer, like on the upper end of the Gen Z, and you're the parent of a millennial or Gen, I mean, if you're a Gen X and you're a parent of a millennial or a Gen Z, and they walk around offended all the time and can't take a joke and stuff, that's your fault. Straighten them out. Not all of them are like that, but a lot of them are. But anyway, go fill out the little survey for the Fanaticos, TJ Fanaticos, acetj.com/Fanatico. And we're working on some stuff to win if you're an official member of the Fanaticos. I teased a little thing yesterday where, you know, I could be baking a cake for you, because now that I'm a professional cake baker from, you know, after I did that cake for my wife's birthday, you know, I might as well spread that love, might as well spread that moist, delicious love. And you know what I did? I made extra cream cheese icing. We call it icing, but it's probably called frosting. Just so, in case anybody wanted just to get a spoon and eat it. You know, that's how good it is. And it's easy to make. Another thing I need to address. I know all the time that I look like that I am doing exclusive endorsements for companies and all, because I'm always wearing clothes with logos on them. Like today, I really look like I am. So I'm wearing a shirt that says Durst Inc. across the front, and then my hat that says Jet on it. And I don't want, I just want to explain this so I don't deter anyone who may want to be an exclusive sponsor, a wardrobe sponsor or something, and have me wear their logos and stuff as their official endorser or something. My little friend Jenny gives me t-shirts and hats and stuff out of her business. Now, her business is called Jet Fitness. And then Durst, this one, is the name of her family's company. Durst Incorporated is the parent company to Jet Fitness. So basically what I'm telling you is I'm wearing free merch all the time. And who do I blame for only being able to wear free merch? Because I can't afford nice designer clothes anymore like I used to. I blame you. Leaving me in this poor condition by not telling all your friends to be listening to the podcast. It's been so long since I've worn designer clothing. I don't even know the top designers anymore. Back when I was wearing designer things, Hugo Boss was a big deal. I bet that's not the case anymore. I bet Hugo Boss is not cool with the kids. I don't think Hugo Boss was ever cool with the kids. Who knows? And now I'm having to clean my old man glasses, which, by the way, I could be wearing designer frames of these old man glasses if y'all would get on the ball. I mean, I'm doing all I can do. The rest is up to y'all. You know. All right, here we go. Close out the flight attendant thing, and we move on to the one compliment men frequently give to women that needs to stop. Now, when you see something like this in today's society, you think, okay, well, this is widespread. This is something that they've surveyed a bunch of women on. They've done studies, they've done polls, they've crunched numbers, and they have found out that men are doing these things and women don't like it. But instead, when you read it, you find out that it's usually one woman that puts something up on the TikTok, and then other women say, "Yeah, girl." And it could be even just a few women. It doesn't even have to be a bunch of women. They could get a bunch of views on it, but they could only get a few people, agreeing with them. And then they would be like, yes, this is the thing. So let me read at this. A common compliment men give women has unmasked what men still fail to realize about modern beauty standards. Tallulah Rose, and they always do this in these articles. They want to tell you just how many likes and views and all this that this has gotten on the social medias. Tallulah Rose has amassed over 1.8 million likes on TikTok by sharing the irony of a man calling her a natural beauty. That has to stop. Oh, my God. Called her a natural beauty. Tallulah said that she doesn't understand how men's brains work sometimes because she is floored that they can't tell that she's had a bunch of cosmetic work done. Right. So far what we have here is a woman complaining and mocking men who can't tell that she's had a bunch of procedures done to her face and I guess her body in other places. Isn't that kind of the point? When you have these procedures, isn't that what you're going for? Like you go in for, some Botox or you go in to have your nose done or something. Do you want people to look at you and go, oh my God, you look pretty, but you really do look fake? Or do you want them to go, oh my God, you got a nose job. Oh my God, you got fillers since the last time I saw you. Is that what we're going for now? Is that the nice thing to do? It seems to me it would be a good thing to hear somebody go, hey, you are such a natural beauty. And then you're sitting there with your little secret. Oh, natural. There's nothing natural about me. I've had so many surgeries. It's not even funny, but I guess that's because my doctor's doing a great job. That's something you would just go tell your friends and stuff. Like, hey, this guy told me that I'm a natural beauty. He has no idea how many stretches and pulls and fillers and what all else I've had done. Lip flips and the like. So this woman says on the TikTok, today I was just minding my own business when this guy comes up to me and is like, you are so elegant. You are such a natural beauty. Now, she says she's minding her own business and this guy comes up and it sounds like she's about to say, and this guy comes up and accosts me. Or I'm minding my own business and this guy comes up and pulls a gun on me and demands money. No, I'm minding my own business, and this guy had the gall to come up and compliment me and tell me that I have a natural beauty. Said, I think, and here's the, I also have to take into consideration how young these people are. She looks like she's very young, but maybe she's not. She said, I think a woman can take one look at me and be like, this is fake. Okay. So this is a battle of the sexes that you want to have? Men are stupid because they can't tell how fake I look. But women will call me out as soon as they look at me. Women will be catty and call me out for having, you know, a nose job and a lip implant, lip injections, lip flips, collagen, all of that. Doesn't sound smart to me, but what do I know? But I got news for you. I can tell. I can pretty much tell anytime anyone has had work done. I could tell. Now, should I start telling them that? If I see one of my wife's friends and I know that she got an eye job? Should I make sure and point it out? Oh my God. You look so great since you got your eyes done. So Tallulah said that her jawline cost $6,662. Her lips are clearly done. Her hair costs around $1,300, and her lashes an average of $132. She even pointed out that she's obviously had Botox because she doesn't have any wrinkles in her forehead. She added that often when she's wearing makeup, men compliment her for rocking a natural look when she's clearly not. Men are like, they don't make fun like, let's see. Men are like, they don't make them like you these days. Okay. Men are like, they don't make them like you these days. Yes, they do. With a needle and an effing scalpel, you idiot man. And I'm looking at pictures of her, and she looks really fake. And they interviewed her on a big news publication here for this dumb crap. She said that she gets so many compliments about her natural beauty because men just don't get it. Men genuinely can't tell the difference between a natural woman and a woman that has had cosmetic surgery. She said that she believes men just see pretty, and when they think a woman looks good, they presume it's natural. Let me tell you something. No, they don't. No, they don't. And let me tell you what else. This may be a little bit harsh, a harsh reality. Maybe they know how unbelievably fake that you look, and they're trying to tell you that you look natural to make you feel better because they figure you're obviously self-conscious about how fake you look. How about that one? They're trying to be nice because you look like an AI. Ooh, I can't believe he said that about a woman. As a matter of fact, I think that's what I'm going to go with in my opinion of this. They're just trying to be nice because they figure that you're self-conscious about just how fake you look and how much you're probably regretting that awful work that somebody butchered you with. Okay. She said most celebrities have had work done, and the women in porn, and most men just assume that's the way women look nowadays. Okay. So she thinks that men are that dumb to just think that whatever they see on TV or in the movies or looking at porn is the way all women try to look. And when they see one that doesn't look like a porn star or a stripper or something, then that means they're natural. Okay. She dumb. She said whenever a man is persistent about saying he likes a natural woman, she'll ask him who his celebrity crush is to prove her point. They'll name someone that has clearly had work done, but they are just quite clueless to it. So, then they print some of the women's comments on it. My husband was like, please never get Botox. If I could raise my eyebrows at him, I would have. So she's out getting stuff done and not even telling her husband. Is that the way things should happen? I don't think so. And then somebody said, they just mean you don't wear brightly colored eyeshadow. I've learned that's the only thing they can clock. No, it's not. And you know what I do hate, though? I hate when men play into this stereotype. You know, when you hear husbands and fathers talk about, you know, don't why are you asking me what the teacher's name is? Why are you, who, I don't know about these kids. I don't know whether my wife changes her makeup. I don't know what she wears. I don't know what kind of this, and I don't know what kind of that. Like, I'm just the husband. I'm the man. Men aren't supposed to think about that. And blah, 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 blah. I don't agree with that at all. You're still supposed to be an attentive husband. You're supposed to, you're supposed to be interested in the things that interest them. Now, I'm not saying you need to, you know, go shopping with them and, you know, give them a critique when they come out of the dressing room. Like, girl, I don't know. That looks like you're swimming in that. I don't, you know, it's too big. Ooh, I found these shoes for you. Put these shoes on when you come out. I'm not saying that, but at least be interested enough in what your wife is doing or your kids have going on outside of exactly what your role is. Because, as a matter of fact, I think that's part of a husband-father role, is to be interested and to know what's going on in their personal lives. Because that's how a lot of men get, you know, lied to, and women sneak around and get Botox, expensive Botox, and don't even tell him because he's not paying attention. I wonder if that would make her feel better if he knew she was getting Botox and he told her how good she looked with it. You know what? That Botox really does well for you. Hey, you look great. You're glowing. You look so young. Do you want those comments, ladies? The Botox is making you look young? You want that from a man, or you just want that from a woman? Seriously, send me a DM. Think about that. I've had male friends, this would know, so I've had male friends remark how I don't wear heavy makeup like other girls. I spend at least 30 minutes a day putting my face on. Okay, well, it's a compliment. It means that you're doing it right. Take it at that. Take it at face value. It means you're doing it right. Your goal is accomplished. Do you want to go in and put on a lot of makeup and spend 30 minutes a day on it and come out where people know, oh my God, look at all that makeup she's wearing? No, you don't. So why are you complaining? What do you have? What are you talking about? My husband doesn't even know. My male friends don't even know how long it takes to make my face look like I'm not wearing a bunch of makeup. I mean, hell, every woman in 2024 should be a professional makeup artist, because every time you log on to your social media, you're just bombarded with tutorials on how to put on makeup and where to get lip gloss. And because, you know, women are tagging, however that works. Women don't use products anymore without trying to sell them. So there's always some kind of a makeup tip that's shared and all that. So every woman in U.S. America ought to be walking around now looking like they just came out of a professional makeup artist's chair at the top studios in Hollywood, because the information is out there. But my point is, come on, just take it easy. Not everything is a slight toward you, and not everything makes a person stupid. You look stupid going around saying how men need to stop telling you that you're a natural beauty. That's one of the most idiotic things I've ever heard in my life. Okay, well, y'all gnaw on that for a little while, but I gots to go. Thank you for listening and watching and doing and all. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.